We've been following a blasphemy case against a believer in Pakistan. Got an update for you after things recently turned violent. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we're going to be talking about being a witness for Christ, especially when the stakes are high. From Pakistan to the doomsday clock. Stay tuned to hear the rest and find your place in today's stories. To begin with, a recent update on Ahmed's blasphemy case in Pakistan isn't disastrous, but it's not happy either. Last Friday, Ahmed's lawyer, Rizvan, was attacked in the courtroom by the prosecuting attorney. FMI's Bruce Allen says
he beat him in the courtroom, so much so that other lawyers present had to break up the fight, and Rizvan had to go to the hospital. His left eye was severely injured, as was his nose. He has not lost vision in the eye, but he has lost use of it temporarily. His eyes are still under wraps.
Rizvan plans to continue representing Ahmed in his case, but a second warrant has been issued against Ahmed, though it doesn't look like it'll stand. And outside pressures continue to affect Ahmed's case, particularly the recent sentencing of the men who killed the university student after he was accused of blasphemy. That student, Mashal Khan, was later found innocent.
There are so many people clamoring in the streets or rioting to say, we want to continue to riot and kill whoever we want to, regardless of evidence. And a lot of times that's occurring simply because the leaders in the mosques are whipping up people emotionally.
And yet Ahmed remains encouraged. Would you continue to pray for him? Get the details on how to walk alongside him through this at missionnews.org. Next, the church in Iran is one of the fastest-growing churches in the world. It's a statistic that's been supported by missiologists. And Rex Rogers with Sat7 USA, a Christian satellite television ministry in the Middle East and North Africa, says
people are looking for answers. You know, ISIS is an Arab world problem. Still, Iranians are aware of it, and they see ISIS people or other extreme groups like that killing each other in the name of their common God, and it doesn't make any sense to them, and they see their own government using religion as a tool to power. Anybody under 35 years of age over there, that's all they've ever seen.
Despite their persecution and little access to Christian resources in that country, the church is present.
Now, it's the secret church. It's the hidden church. It's house churches. It's a lot of strong and intelligent women who are leading those churches, men too, but more women, who are educated and have the ability, and they sing in whispers, and they do incredible things, and they tune into Sat7 PARS, because that's where they get discipleship, that's where they get teaching, that's where they get fellowship and encouragement.
Let's be praying for these Christians, their fellowship together, and their growth in faith. And finally, on January 25th, the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists moved the doomsday clock forward 30 seconds. As a symbol of humanity's end, the clock is meant to send a message about man-made dangers. But Christians see the times a little bit differently. Ron Hutchcraft, president of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries, explains.
Of course, the clock that really matters, we can't see, and that's God's clock. That's the one that really counts. And we know that God's clock is counting down each day to the climax of all human history, and is counting down to the personal return of Jesus Christ, King Jesus, to this earth. And we don't know how close that is.
2 Peter 3:9 states that God is willing that all repent. Hutchcraft notes that this everyone poses a big job for the church. And with over 7.5 billion people on earth, Christians need to preach the gospel with urgency.
And I wonder when we stand before our Savior, I wonder if that will be our regret as we look and say, with now only eternity ahead of us and all the earth stuff gone, will we be saying, I could have done more? The time to be saying that is now, looking at the time that we are living in and perhaps the time on God's clock, the size of the task of 7.5 billion ones, not one of whom God wants to perish.
Ask God to open your eyes to see the gospel is urgent today. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.